say you can't get any boy to come. Don't be so smug or else you'll find you can't get any boy at all.
You'll wind up that lady sitting on the shelf.
Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. You seem so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who thought you had a feeling to be.
Circle, wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. The 21st century version of their 1960s hit Red Rubber Ball, because it was a re-recording done by the band on their brand new album Revival, which you've been hearing me play a bunch of new songs. I decided to go back to one of their old songs and just kind of wrap up that set. The Bo Bremels before that with their hit Laugh Laugh. You know, the Bo Bremel, I forget the guy's name. You can look that up. That's what the Google machine's for. But the guy, the arbiter of men's fashion in Regency, England, was born on this day in 1778. So I had to play you some Bo Bremels because of that. Tony Valentino, some brand new music from Mr. Tony Valentino. He is still rocking in like his ninth decade on this planet. Addicted to Music, the name of the track. Featuring members of, like, as I mentioned, the 4019s. The Crusados are on that set. Trying to think who else. Woggles. I think Mighty Manfred's in that playing. So it's awesome. And I played it for you. I debuted it for you. Hopefully you'll hear it more on this radio station in future days. Hey, my name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. If you're listening to a show that's not on Friday or Friday, June 7th, you're listening to an encore presentation, which is ending in probably the next 10 to 30 seconds. The rest of you can hang on, and we've got two more hours of this program for my Friday night listeners here on 88.3 FM, the WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, I didn't disappear. I just take a little breather right around 11 o'clock because it's time for you to take a little breather and learn. It's time for the WRCT radio calendar, the music calendar. Before we get into the calendar, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibition. They have gallery hours on the weekend and or by appointment, or you can visit like tonight. You could have visited them because it's Unblurred, during Unblurred from 6 to 9 p.m. on the first Friday of every single month. For more information, irmafreeman.org or call them up at 412-924-0634. John Fahey is my background music. I'm playing that because I think I had him as my background music. A few weeks back, but then I was just kind of thinking of like songs and artists that either I've discovered or whatever with the radio station, and that's one. I will tell you the story before I get into this calendar. There was a time, and I know right where I was. I was driving in the South Hills. I was right by Century 3 Mall because I pulled into the parking lot of Century 3 Mall and sat there because a DJ at WRCT was playing the Transfiguration of, Blind Joe, Joe Blind Death, the John Fahey album. But they weren't talking. They weren't telling me what I was listening to. And I sat there for like 40 minutes, late for every appointment I had that afternoon, trying to figure out because I needed the DJ to talk, and that DJ opted not to, but it was so intriguing. And I fell in love with it and became a big fan of John Fahey at that moment in my life. Hey, let's turn to this calendar, this radio calendar, music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. As we are already on June 7th, let's find things that have not expired. Still looking. I think the Three Rivers Arts Fest ends this weekend, so let's just, I'll ad lib one. Because the only thing I gotta tell you is about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. Everything else in my calendar has expired. All right, so the Pittsburgh Banjo Club happens each and every Wednesday at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side. Yeah, you don't have to be in the band. You just come out and hang out for the rehearsal. On Wednesdays, call ahead on Tuesday at 412-321-1834 and listen to the old-time jams of the 20s and 30s. Refreshments, snacks, and sing-alongs all going on. Find you some other things happening on the calendar. Let's see. Yeah, no, I'm just not going to add a little bit. Forget it. That's all. I mean, Air Supply is playing the Palace. Oh, that was tonight. Never mind. See, we even missed that. You and I both missed that. So, but that should segue into the WRCT radio calendar, music calendar. Let's just find some things. Maybe there's something on that. Summertime gets a little slim on the radio calendar. Kids go away, and we forget to update things. Valley View is at Mr. Small's tomorrow. Yeah, we're talking about rock and roll. Ancient History plays the Government Center tomorrow. And the Eris Paul Band is having an album release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's tomorrow. That's all happening on your rock and roll. Jeffrey Gaines in town. He's playing Sunday. He is at the Club Cafe. Jay Thurber is at the Club Cafe. No, Jay Thurber's at Arsenal Lanes on Sunday DJing. Husband Wife is at the Spirit Lodge on Sunday as well. This is all the 9th. If you lost track of when Sunday is. Harrison Gordon plays the Roboto Project on Thursday the 13th. The Yeggs are doing an album release show on that Thursday at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. If you have not heard the Yeggs, a local surf band, the Draculas are also on that bill. Again, that is Thursday the 13th at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Buffalo Rose is doing a vinyl release party at the Pittsburgh Winery on Friday the 14th. Abstract Theory plays the Government Center on that same day. That is next Friday. Kim Gordon's in town playing at Mr. Small's. Yeah, Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth fame. I've been invited to go to the show, but I am out of town, so I cannot go. So I would like it if you could go for me. She's playing the big theater at Mr. Small's. Horse Girl is at Bottle Rocket up in Allentown on the 15th. The Way Down Wanderers are coming to the Club Cafe on Tuesday the 18th. Camp Trash plays the Roboto Project on the 19th. Top House at the Thunderbird on Thursday the 20th. 2 weeks from today, the Pink Gin Marimbas along with Airbreak and Bat Radar are playing at the Club Cafe. The Red Herrings are at the Government Center. And Christine Kingfish Ingram is at Mr. Small's Theater. That is 2 weeks from today. Carrie Furnaces is hosting the Four Chord Music Festival in a couple weeks. That is on Saturday the 22nd. Find one more show. Still looking. Oh, interesting. Still looking, but interesting. That's all I got. That's it. There's more shows like Joe Grishecki's coming to the Club Cafe at the end of June. Vocal Steals at the Funhouse. Yonder Mountain String Band at the Thunderbird. That's the one I'll end on. Yonder Mountain String Band is at the Thunderbird on the 30th of June. That is a Monday. If you have an event to include on this WRCT music calendar, send us an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. If you want something on the radio calendar, because there's nothing on there now, apparently, radio-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the calendar normally. You can hear the calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., again, 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m., Jay Thurber, with his wonderful show called Radio 9, will have his version of said calendar. Tomorrow, at noon. Well, at 1, but his show starts at noon, so don't just tune in for the calendar. There's more stuff going on. He plays oldies. He plays new stuff. He plays funny stuff. He plays sad stuff. I don't know. He plays all sorts of stuff. It's called Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Let's get back into more music right after this.
From the African American Wellness Project. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer for men, but African American men are more at risk. That's primarily because it's often diagnosed when it's more advanced. The good news is that diagnosed early, most prostate cancer can be treated effectively. If you're a man over 50 or have a family history of prostate cancer, talk to your doctor today about a test. For more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
If you want to talk about a band, a song, an album that WRCT definitely had an influence on exposing to the masses, then we cannot look any further than one that, even before I was here at WRCT, this is where I first heard it. The New Pornographers. So I'm going to play it for you. New Pornographers here on Viva La Mock.
this crazy band start up. Each and every day I saw another one just the other day, a special new band. I don't remember lying, I don't remember lying, I don't remember a word, but I don't care, I care, I really don't care. Did you see the drummer's head?
Legs aren't turning round the way she thought they would. Stares back at me from every addiction and a wicked sweet tooth monster, Indiana. Shoot Eliza in the arm. Belgrade over her shoulder like a rifle over there. We'll
Yeah.
Some requested Loud Family, wrapping up that set of music from Attractive Nuisance with The Apprentice. Jennifer reached out and said, Moxter, could you play some Loud Family? I'm like, yeah, of course. I love Scott Miller. And she goes, no. I want a song that Allison Faith Levy wrote and sang from the Loud. I'm like, that's great. It's fine. It's still the Loud Family, and I still love the request. Thank you so much for that request. The Apprentice, if I already said that, name of the track. Hey, how about this little side note? So that album came out back in 2000, came out on the Alias record label. Back in the 90s, I, the Moxter, actually tried to get a job there. Met with the owner of Alias, the whole nine yards. We chatted, and she's like, I don't have any jobs. Why did you reach out? I'm like, because I'd like to work here. I'd like to do something. She's like, I don't have any jobs. So I didn't get a chance to work there, but good for you. Somehow I ended up in Pittsburgh, and now I'm here. Just think, if I'd have gotten that job, I'd be somewhere else without a job because the label doesn't exist anymore. But anyway, before the Loud Family, how about some Wussy from Cincinnati, Ohio, from their debut album, Funeral Dress, with Conversation Lags. Speaking of Cincinnati, Ohio, Clifford Never Knew, a band from Cincinnati, title track from their Belgrade Sugarcone EP, which originally was only released on cassette back in the 90s, back in, I'm going to guess, 94. I'll say 94. Could be 93. I don't know. It's in that early to mid-90s era. And they were just releasing cassettes at that point in their career. Pavement. Speaking of cassettes, Pavement, Cut Your Hair, a song that I like to play each and every time I get my hair cut. And I didn't. I was supposed to get my hair cut, or I want to get my hair cut. There was no plan on getting it, but let's just say I need a haircut. So I played Cut Your Hair to inspire myself to get myself a haircut. Oh, and The New Pornographers start off the entire set from the Mass Romantic album with Letter from an Occupant, a song that I first heard here on WRCT. Other DJs were playing it, and then eventually I got a radio show that I could play it myself. A band I believe we broke. We didn't break them in a way that they're not fixable. We made them very popular in Pittsburgh because we were the only radio station playing that album. And they came and played the Club Cafe. I remember the show specifically because I was there. It was them. It was The Frames. It was Matt Pond, PA. And I want to say that actually Mark Dingham, local Mark, was on that bill. And the place was wall-to-wall people. So that gets us here. We're, I don't know. We're past the hour, but before the other hour. Oh, guess what? You are listening to Viva La Mock. I should always remind you of that. But we've got a mock coming up in this hour, probably in about 30 minutes. And I've been playing some hints throughout my show of what the mock is. Well, apparently, again, it's yet another Friday where it's a national state day. This state is now not the state of confusion. It is the state of Oklahoma. It's their national day today. I know it's also National Donut Day. It's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. And I went with Oklahoma. It's also Tom Jones's birthday. And what did I do? I went with Oklahoma. So Oklahoma is going under the mock light, not the musical. In fact, I'm not even sure if I have a song from the musical while you're singing the Oklahoma song in your head. I don't even know if that's in the set. I do have, I think I capped it at 10. Two sets of five. I have 10 songs. But if you have a song that you want to, like, bump another song out of and say, hey, I've got a song that talks about Oklahoma or a city in Oklahoma, and it's not Okie from Muskogee because that's already on the list, shoot me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, and let me know what you want to hear. You know, it was on this very day back in 1982, 5 years after the king died, that they opened up his house to Graceland. To the public, I mean. Yeah, I'm going to Graceland.
Going to Graceland, we're going today. I'm so happy, I just can't wait. Going to see the place where Elvis Presley died. When we get to Graceland, we'll have to ride a bus. We better watch our language or the guards will beat us up. We'll get to make some cheap jokes and buy cheaper souvenirs. This was Disney World, I'd buy a pair of Elvis ears. pay it cost $8.50 just to see his house, where they keep all his records and his 15-foot-long couch. It might seem like a ripoff, but I'm going anyway. We're going to Graceland today. Going to Graceland, it's gonna be great. I'm so happy, I just can't wait. Gonna see the bum get that Elvis Presley kick. Going to Graceland, it's gonna be fun. We'll get to see all Elvis's guns. Gonna tell us all about his favorite TV shows. Going to Graceland, we'll stand in line. We'll get to have a wild time. Gonna get to buy Love Me Tender shampoo. When my time comes, that's how I wanna go. Stoned and fat and wealthy and sitting on the ball. Lots of people say that it's sad the king is gone. Well, Elvis might be dead, but his cash flow is on. I'll be so excited when I see the jungle room, where Elvis made some records, including Moody Blue. Graceland is calling and I just can't stay away. We're going to Graceland today. Going to Graceland, we're gonna cut loose. There's been plenty of tours for us to use. We're gonna act real stupid and try to pick up girls. Going to Graceland, we're gonna go wild. We'll go to his grave and try to smile. Gonna buy felt paintings and Elvis Presley forts. Going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland. Going to Graceland, we're going to hell. We're gonna sing Heartbreak Hotel. Gonna see the uniform that Elvis Presley wore. What are we waiting for? Let's leave right.
Oh! up and wait. I stay awake all weekend, still awake. I've got the blues. Please come see what your loving means to me. Hey, je veux ton mec avec un autre fou. Il semblait dans un autre monde coché. Dépêche-toi, dépêche-toi, il est temps. Tout se met sans ma bouton, je t'en. J'ai le coffre, je t'en prie, viens voir. C'est ton amour reposant pour moi. Dépêche-toi, dépêche-toi, il est temps. Tout se met sans ma bouton, je t'en. J'ai le coffre, je t'en prie, viens voir. C'est ton amour reposant pour moi. Get the blues. Hurry up.
Him wrapping up a set of music doing Blondie's Sunday Girl from their volume 3. Yeah, it's Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward make up She and Him. Before that, Pittsburgh's own Erica June and the Tunes. I just saw them this past week playing at Arsenal Lanes, and it was a great show. So I was like, I should play something of theirs on my radio program. So Erica June, actually, and Erica, a WRCT alum, had a show here in the early days of the Moxsters' career, so that was, more than 5 years ago. Other Girls, the name of the track from Erica and Company. Speaking of Pittsburgh bands, Stereo Scandal in that set of music with Inside My Dreams from 2 Feet on the Ground, another local band. Skating Polly, an Oklahoma-based band. At the time, when that came out, they were like 12 years old, 12 and 15 or something like that. Carrots, the name of the track from Lost Wonderfuls from 2013. Played some Dead Milkmen in that set too. Went to Bucky Fellini to find Going to Graceland because it was on this day in 1982 that Graceland opened to the public. So I wanted to play that for you. Still got about, 10 minutes or so before I get to the mock. Don't forget Oklahoma is going under the mock light because today is National Oklahoma Day. Before we get into any of that, I want to remind you that there are guidelines available from the American Academy of Neurology on a Parkinson's disease that stresses early diagnosis and treatment to help maintain a quality of life for patients. They also help neurologists optimize proven and effective therapies. They track how quickly the disease may progress and tailor treatment accordingly. For more information, AAN.com. This message brought to you by the American Academy of Neurology and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program. And don't forget, speaking of all this great pop stuff I've been playing, if you want even a better show with pop music, you should pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner each and every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. here on WRCT. Chris Wired gives you a audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. On the menu includes power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, and anything that actually feeds the mind and heart and soul. Again, it's breakfast for dinner, 6 p.m. here on 83 FM. John reached out via the email request. You can do the same thing, wrctrequest@gmail.com. And said, Moxster, could you play something by Dumb? I said, I hope you mean Foot Control, because that's such a great song. And he said, of course. Again, wrctrequest@gmail.com, the request line.
Like a wild ride losing control, like a big bluff. once in a lifetime.
Passed up every day and
you said it'll be alright, but that was all in my lady.
Love come returning to this tiny good night. She'll be good tonight. She'll
of your sequin, not of your charm. The wires of poison attached to your arm. So please don't you miss Miss Rose, cause now that she's gone, you wear clothes. You said it'll be alright, but that was all in my lady.
Love come returning to this tiny goodnight. She'll be good.
The dealer is nodding, he smiles and turns, watching it skinny, glitter and burn. Around and around she goes, and where she stops, everyone knows that. She said it'll be alright, but that was all in my lady.
Love come returning to this tiny goodnight. She'll be
nothing pointing to the wall. The goose with the fever, the voices that call.